So this week, we're going to be laying Beis Hashem Pasha Zohar. And what I wanted to discuss today in the short time that we have is the big discussion in the Poskim regarding women in Pasha Zohar.
Chakras at 6:10.
So it really starts already in the Rishonim. The Chinuch tells us the women are potter Pasha Zohar. The reason why women are potter Pasha Zohar, says the Chinuch, is because they don't go out to war. War is only on men, not on women. And therefore, women are potter Pasha Zohar because they don't have the mitzvah of Mechiyas HaMalek. And the mitzvah of Zechiyas HaMalek, to remember HaMalek, is only if you go to war. That's what the Chinuch says. The Minchas Chinuch, first of all, is Medayek from the Rambam that he holds, that the mitzvah of Zechiyas HaMalek is on women, because the Rambam doesn't differentiate between men and women. And he attacks the Chinuch because of two things. Number one is, who said that Zechiyas HaMalek has to do with Mechiyas HaMalek? Maybe you can have Mechiyas HaMalek, but you still will have Zechiyas HaMalek, a standalone thing. Mechiyas HaMalek says, for example, in time lost in love, the Mashiach will come and Amalek will be gone. Right? It doesn't mean that there won't be Zechiyas HaMalek. You still have to remember Amalek. You stay in the Machshav Hashir, went into it. What's the idea of remembering Amalek if Amalek is not here? But that's what he said. It's very possible that Zechiyas HaMalek will continue even after Mechiyas HaMalek. So that's what the Mechiyas HaMalek asked, number one. Number two, says in the Mechiyas HaMalek, what do you mean? That when that the woman is not is potter from Mechiyas HaMalek. It's brought down. It's with the Gemara, Tzeredri, the Rambam, Mizalocha, the Afil Choso in Mechiyas Mitzvah, even a Choso and Mechupasa, if you call it Mechupasa, they go to the Gechama. Women do go to war. So he asked the Mechiyas HaMalek on the Chinuch. So what does the Chinuch say? That they're potter from Mechama. They're not potter from Mechama. Potter from Mechiyas HaMishus, not from Mechiyas Mitzvah. That's a question of Mechiyas Chinuch on the Chinuch, and he learns in the Rambam that the mitzvah is on the woman as well. 4 years ago, we spoke about it over here, but a different topic, which is to get to this, which is to come to be toilet, that really is a big machlekes, if Zechiyas HaMalek is a standalone mitzvah, or it depends on Mechiyas HaMalek, and maybe that's the machlekes of the Rambam and the Chinuch, so that's maybe just to understand that concept. But what I want to focus on today is the second question of the Mechiyas Chinuch. Mechiyas Chinuch asks, what about the fact that women are chayav b'mechiyas mitzvah? Right? That's what he asks. So there's a few answers to this question. One answer is, the Ritva's brings this answer, that although you're at your chayav b'mechiyas mitzvah, although you're chayav b'mechiyas mitzvah, before the advice, we'll start with the answer of the Macheshes. Macheshes and others said the answer that Mechemes Mitzvah, what is Mechemes Mitzvah? We're assuming that Mechemes Mitzvah means every Mechama, which is a mitzvah to do, including Mechemes HaMalek. He wants to say no, the Mechemes Mitzvah, the woman goes only in the time of Yeshua. And they saw some of the bringing ideas before the Mechama of Yeshua. Before the Kibush Yeretz Yisrael, so everybody was going and walking around. A woman anyway wasn't in her house. There was no concept of so much of tznius. So you're going to war. Here the Indian is, everybody has to participate. There's a bit of Yishuv Yeretz Yisrael, the way some say it, that the woman is Mechiv too, so therefore they have to participate in the Shiva Alami. When we talk about Mechiyas HaMalek, after Shekiv Shu, they conquer Yeretz Yisrael. And then they go to war, not every Mechama, which is a mitzvah a woman goes to. Only Mechemes Mitzvah of the Shiva Amin. Because that's one answer. Another answer. That's a shot. It says in the Mishnah that even Kalim Chupasa, she goes out.
It also says the Yoytzit Tzomah were counted by the Shkolas. They were counted 600,000.
Yeah, that's the one in the Midbar. In the Midbar. But it says a fish. Even a woman has to go. The Chorim says even a woman has to go. There is a whole Mahalach in that Chorim they want to say. That although a woman is chayav in the mitzvah and regular milchama, but mechemes HaMalek, you have a mitzvah eshazban grama. Why a mitzvah eshazban grama? So the mefarshim bring in different ways. Either pshat is because you don't do the mechemes malak in the night, only in the day. To bring Mashaiken, the mitzvah of Shiva Amamin, which has a loisa, called nefeshama, you go and you do it even at night. Or the pshat is that the mitzvah has man gomas, you don't do it on Shabbos. You don't do it on Shabbos, the mitzvah. So you made the mechemes malak, really as a continuation of this idea that they go only for the Shiva Amamin. Is not only because it's the first generation, they're not Kivshu, but it's also because afterwards, because of its decision as Maragruala. Now the answer to that. That the Ritva's answer is something which seems very fitting. Ritva says, no. When it says that a woman goes out, and this really what is it has to do with what you said. When it says that a woman goes out from the chuppah, that means she goes to fight. She goes out to assist, the chassid goes out to war. So she goes out as well. She assists. She takes care of things. She prepares it. She prepares the food. They go to the kitchen to make sure everything is good. But they don't. She doesn't go out. She doesn't fight. And mechias samolik. She's assisting the thing. So that is another way to explain it. So all in all, what happens? The Maaseh said there's a big discussion over here in the poskim. Starting away from the Rishonim, a woman mechuyev in the mitzvah of mechias samolik an act. What happens to the Maaseh? Maise, the Achronim bring, what was the question? What was the meaning in Israel? So it's brought down that in the name of the Chazunish, a few places bring the name of Chazunish, the women are part of the Kirsa Megillah. They never read the Megillah, they were part of the Kirsa Megillah. The Chazunish says. It's brought down in the name of Ramoshe, and the equivalent is called Torah. The name of Ramoshe Feinstein, that also women were not Mechuyah, they didn't go to Yer Zohar. That's what it is. As we said, Michas Chinuch said, that they did hear Zohar. There's a shoot called Binyan Tzion, the Baruch Or Chaner, that he said the name of his Rebbe, that they were always makbid, cover of Nosson Adler, Rebbe of the Chassid Sefer, that we were makbid, that every woman should go near it. The Ma'aril Diskin has a tshuva in the Sefer, where he brings that woman Archaev, and hearing Zohar, and he brings two reasons. One is because it's not a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to everybody, there's no reason to be part of a woman. And he adds another additional thing, which is like Afemel Yoni Boy Sanes, the Amalek wants to kill also the woman. So they also have to be chayv to do it. Another reason to do it. I saw this, the Shud Be'er Sorin, Rav Shazagir, he says, if you look at the Ma'aril disc in the end of the Sefer, there he says they add to Abba, you don't. You don't have to do Midura Raisa. A woman doesn't have to hear Mechias Amalek. He wants to be toilet and other things that brought down. Two pieces of Frank has on the Mikrei Kodesh wants to say it depends if you have to read the Torah Midura Raisa. You don't have to read the Torah Midura Raisa. So it depends on that. If you have to read the Torah Midura Raisa, if a woman has to hear Torah Midura Raisa. If one has to hear the Torah Midura Raisa, so Parshat Zoch is included. Just have to hear the Torah Midura Raisa, then Parshat Zoch is not included. All the things of the Achronim come and bring into this mix. So, the Be'er Sorin wants to say that Ma'aril Diskin is debating based on these shitas. Some shitas hold that a woman are into this mitzvah, some hold on that. Lemaise, what they want to say that Ma'aril Diskin is, that even although he wrote in the end of the Sefer, the Midura Raisa and Achayev, but it was a Divri Sefer. It's like a sort of Divri Sefer in the Midura Baron, so to speak, that the Ma'aril Diskin had, it was like a minog, the woman will hear. And it's brought down in the name of Rav Yashiv that the base of the Ma'aril Diskin was the Rav in Yerushalayim. They were bekabbalah themselves this minhag, became like a Kabbalah, that the woman who are to go into your Parshas Zohar min HaTorah, even if maybe it's not mechuyav min HaTorah. So we find over here a very, very big mix. If there is a chiyuv min d'oraisa, if it's a chiyuv, at least it's a minhag, or it's not even a minhag, Adar, the minhag is for them not to hear it. Big discussion. Big in Yonim. Maise, the women in our generation do go to hear it, because why not? Because if there's some holders, a minute to do it, same in the holders of their rice. So try to do it. Try to do it. The one child that there is, after we learn this whole background, is can you take out a Sefer Torah for a woman to hear the Kriya? So obviously, if the woman and Mechuyim and Kriya said to hear it, Pashta says yes, they have a mitzvah to hear, kis zohar. But if they don't have a chiyuv to hear, are you allowed to take it as a sefer Torah to read for them a kriya or not? And this opens another big discussion in the poskim. Some want to bring a raya from Magen Avraham and Siman Kuf Mem Dalet. Not going to go right now into the raya, but they want to bring a raya from Magen Avraham. The only time you can take out a Sefer Torah is only if you have a Chiyuv Kriya. Only if you have an obligation to read. Some want to bring that this Chiyuv of taking out the concept of taking out a Sefer Torah is only if you have 10 men, you have a minion. So you have, then you could go and bring a Sefer Torah out. Well, I saw again, I saw this Be'er Sarim, and this was a big thing I saw over there. He brings here many of the shutim that say that no, Adurabba, take out a Sefer Torah to read on your own, not a problem if you take out in the shul. He brings the Minchas Elazar, and then he brings also the, in the name of the Divir Yoyel, Sad Meruv. They all say, no, Adurabba, to take out a Sefer Torah for the Aron to read, there's no answer. They bring that the Vilna Goyen used to take out a Sefer Torah and do Shtayim Mikav Echatag with a Sefer Torah. Why? Sefer Torah is a Sefer. The reason we're Mechavet Sefer Torah, put a Sefer Torah into the Aron Kodesh, is because that's the place where you store the Sefer Torah. You store the Sefer Torah in that place. But if I want to learn from the Sefer Torah, if it's called by Koyim Mechavet, it's by a king. He has a Sefer Torah to read from it. Sefer Torah was meant to learn from it. It's brought down. Sefer Torah is meant to learn from it. That's one of the timing of the mitzvah. You have a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah to learn from the Sefer Torah. You have a mitzvah to learn from the Sefer Torah, and also you do the Kriya of the Torah of the Tzibur. But there's a mitzvah to learn from it. So these shooting, when the Be'er Sarim brings over here, the, all these shooting bring the Adrabah to take a Sefer Torah in your, to take a Sefer Torah out of the shul, go somewhere else, then you get a discussion. You don't do that and not cover the Sefer Torah. Take it out. Maybe for a Tzibur you do take it out. For a Yachid you don't do it. Okay. But taking a Sefer Torah from the Aron Kodesh in the Beis Medrash for someone to read it, so many want to say that you could do it even if you hold it. It's not a chiyuv d'oraisa for the woman to read it. Many hold that you could do it. So what? But there's still chayav with a zachar. No, oh, now they should read their own. No, nobody said that. Then a man should read it. You should take it out. He should read it for them. Because you need to make sure there's a minion of men to read for it in order to read. Right? And people take it out for nobody is questioning when a bar mitzvah bar comes to the shul, takes it out and he practices. Nobody's asking a question. It comes to the woman in the Sefer Torah, and when it comes to the parsha zacha, you have to have 10 men. There are some that hold like that. You need to do it, but they might say there's a lot to be said, you have to do it. Let's put it this way. The ideal way to do it is, the ideal thing is for a woman to hear the kriya. As I saw the bring, they should come to the minion to hear during the minion, then there's no problem at all. You can, and taking a Sefer Torah afterwards, if you have 10 men, you could do it. Even without that, a push of shot for a man to read a kriya while for people of the shul, it's okay, especially that you have shittas of the Rishonim, the hold is a woman of Chamed Raisa, and you have many of the hold, at least it's a minog, that's a minog that Shekiblo Aleihem, to hear Pasha Zohar. So of course, then you should be able to take a Sefer Torah even if you do not have 10 men to read it. V'seh Gomer Abay Sai, Shehav, we should be Bekayev the Bitzah of Bechia and Tzchir Samolek, Bebetikuna, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, call to him.